La ville de Barrie a considérablement réduit son utilisation de sel au cours des 10 dernières années, mais craint la possibilité de poursuites judiciaires s'il arrive des accidents avec les gens. Ça va dans le sens du message de l'Office régional de la protection de la nature du lac Simcoe. Le niveau de chlorure dans les cours d'eau urbains et le lac Simcoe continue d'augmenter. Pour me parler des efforts à la conservation du lac Simcoe, je me suis entretenu avec Ben Longstaff, qui est directeur général de l'Office régional de protection de la nature du lac Simcoe, qui me parle en premier lieu de la satisfaction des efforts entrepris par les villes adjacentes au lac.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say the city is doing a good job as it relates to how they manage their salts on the roads and the highways. You know, putting in some new technologies, looking at new products, always looking at how they can do things better.
Il me parle également de la différence entre le programme Smart About Salt qui vient de la région de Waterloo et le système 3P de l'Office régional de la protection de la nature du lac Simcoe.
Well, Smart About Salt is actually a non-profit organization coming out of the Waterloo area that aims to train people in how to improve the way that they apply salt. So that's a training mechanism. That's the word where the Smart About Salt comes from. We at Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority also have our own approaches and methods that we're trying to educate folks on what they can do to reduce the amount of salt. So what we do is we talk about what we call the three P's is around preparation, patience, and pressure. And preparation refers to, you know, the fact that we know we live in a cold climate, and so it's a really good idea to be prepared to shovel your driveways, so snow and ice doesn't build up, wear sturdy boots, etc. Patience is referring to the fact that, again, we know it's going to be cold, so give a little bit more time in your day to get to your destination. And then pressure, really, actually, when we talk about that third P, is to sort of say, look, if you see excess salt being applied in a mall, for example, let the property owners know that, you know, that there's too much salt being applied and spread that word. So that's kind of the a little bit of how we are moving forward in regards to building awareness.
Le programme qu'utilise l'Office régional protection de la nature du lac Simcoe repose sur 3 P. La préparation, on sait que la tempête s'en vient, on se prépare, on gère nos informations à comment qu'on va déneiger les rues et les trottoirs et combien de sel qu'on va utiliser pour déglacer les rues et les trottoirs. Patience, on invite les gens à ralentir, à prendre plus de temps pour se rendre chez des amis au travail, faire des commissions ou quoi que ce soit. Et la pression, eh bien, c'est la pression, la sensibilisation envers les gens de ne pas utiliser trop de sel comme tel. M. Longstaff nous dit également qu'il y a quelques années, eh bien, on a réuni autour d'une table des gens d'assurance, des travailleurs, les inspecteurs de ville et tout ça, pour vraiment comprendre qu'est-ce qui est à faire, comment qu'on peut améliorer le service pour déneiger, oui, les rues et les villes, mais aussi prendre soin du lac Simcoe.
A couple of years ago, recognizing one of the greater challenges that we have with the salt, and that, just to double back, is the fact that we're seeing that contractors that are applying salt onto our parking lots and sidewalks in the malls, for example, are actually over-applying salt pretty significantly, maybe up to a third too much salt. And the reason that they're doing that is an understanding that to try and reduce the amount of slip, trips, and falls, and the fact that they believe that applying more salt will make it safer, when then that's not actually the case. We believe that we can actually apply less salt and keep the public safety and maintain the amount of salt in itself. So recognizing this challenge, too much salt is being applied in these situations. We also know from that, from the contractor sector, that it's been getting harder to get insurance. It's getting the insurance policy premiums are getting more expensive. So that sort of really led to us to say, look, let's bring all of the different sectors together and work through this challenge to come up with some solutions. So a couple of years ago, we pulled together what we call the Freshwater Roundtable, multi-sectoral roundtable. They include commercial property owners, the contractors, the landscape industry, environmental groups, and legal insurance. And we, from there, developed a discussion paper. And the discussion paper laid out some solutions that we felt would not only just apply for Lake Simcoe, that would apply across Ontario, and therefore obviously impact on the Great Lakes as a whole.
J'ai aussi jasé avec le directeur des opérations de la ville de Barrie, Greg Morton. Il est fier du progrès réalisé au cours des 10 dernières années. Il nous en parle.
Over the years, we've developed, different tools and techniques to minimize the amount of salt that we're using while still providing, safe surfaces for the public. More recently, we've developed a strategy, a plan, and a means to balance the risk to the public and protect the environment, and also to optimize the city's winter control budget.
La recherche et la modernisation de l'équipement et des produits, eh bien, ont fait en sorte que ça a amélioré la situation. Il m'a expliqué un peu plus en détail certaines modifications qui ont été faites.
Over the years, our things more modernization of equipment like electronic spreader controllers. That's a device installed on our solder vehicles that allows the operator to control the amount and location where the salt, sand, and anti-icing and pre-wetting materials are spread. It controls the amount of salt that's dispersed based on the vehicle speed, so it maintains a consistent and accurate application of materials, no matter how fast the truck is going. So that's a big help for accuracy and getting the right materials down at the right location. We do anti-icing or a direct liquid application. That's another technology we use. So that's a process that we use to where we apply a liquid brine to the road surface to prevent the snow and ice from bonding to the road surface.
Il conclut en nous disant comment les différents paliers, les différents organismes impliqués dans la survie du lac Simcoe, eh bien, comment ils se réunissent pour s'échanger les idées et travailler ensemble à améliorer la situation du lac Simcoe.
The Lake Simcoe Conservation Authority and other municipalities in and around the Lake Simcoe watershed to share, how we carry out our winter control, winter maintenance practices, and to, determine best management practices. So we share, how we do things and try to learn from one another and certainly.
Tout cela se traduit par des dépenses d'environ 500 000 $ de moins par année pour l'entretien hivernal des routes qu'il y a 10 ans. L'impact environnemental qui en résulte est également assez important selon M. Greg Morton de la ville de Barrie.